this is Senator Pat Roberts. Well, the good news is that Congress is out of session for the Easter recess. The bad news is that after an all-night session voting on 40 amendments to improve and fix damaging parts of the health care bill, all were defeated. Now, some Democrats did support a few amendments, but a majority unfortunately marched lockstep with Democrat leader Harry Reid and Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Now, I know many Kansans are more than tired of the partisan rhetoric on the controversial health care bill. So am I. But I believe, based on the advice we continue to solicit from Kansas doctors, nurses, hospitals, home health care, hospice, everyone involved with Kansas health care, that the Obama bill is truly bad legislation, with dramatic consequences on premium costs, mandates enforced by the IRS, rationing by Washington bureaucrats, stunning increases in our nation's surging deficit and debt, and a $500 billion cut in Medicare. Basically, this represents a government takeover of our health care. And still, the bill does not cover all of the uninsured. Okay, so I believe what our Kansas health care providers are telling me. This is a bad bill. So what do we do? There are efforts to repeal. However, the president will never sign a repeal. Individual states are going to court to determine the constitutionality of mandating citizens to buy health insurance. As for me, I don't like the bill one bit, but it is now the law of the land. I believe there will be ample opportunity when the American people experience higher taxes, more regulation, mandates, businesses large and small laying off workers, higher premiums, all of the rest of the barbed wire in this bill, for Congress to step up and fix and stop these consequences. Fixing is better than complaining. Remember those 40 votes last week on something called a reconciliation bill? Well, I had three amendments to fix serious problems. I tried to strike the new tax on medical devices. Those who are most vulnerable will pay more. I tried to protect patients from government rationing. There are at least four independent boards and commissions in the rationing business already. And I tried to exempt rural critical access hospitals from future drastic Medicare cuts. All three of my amendments were defeated. All right, but I am not giving up. When bad things happen as a result of this bill, and they will, we must fix the legislation. I will continue to try to educate Kansans to the consequences of this government takeover of health care. But more important, I will work with others to replace the current law with a plan that would actually lower health care costs, prohibit mandates, stop tax increases, and protect treatment decisions between doctors and patients. The debate on health care will surely continue, but the effort to fix the bill is more important. And with your help, we will do just that.